USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
So we have four deceased individuals, police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago police say four people killed in a shooting at Mercy Hospital, including the gunman, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance call.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
"There's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes and they saved a lot of lives because we just don't know how much damage he was prepared to do."
Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel.
"Remember what is important in life, and that there are others who are part of our larger family who will have a tear and a hole that will never really heal, but will always have a scar."
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's almost that time to get in on a great bargain. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With Black Friday sales starting earlier and earlier, many retailers are offering even deeper price cuts this year. Personal finance website WalletHub took a look at some of the places where you can get the best discounts. I had a chance to chat with Joe Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and she shares some of the best places to shop on Black Friday.
This year, the top five start off with Belk, more of a regional retailer, but always available online. JCPenney, Stage, Kohl's, number 4, and New York and Company at number 5. All of those discounts go anywhere from 55% off all the way to about 70% off.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health news now. There's a new treatment for people who have peanut allergies, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
While it's not a cure, the experts say it has helped two-thirds of the children who took part in the study be able to eat at least two peanuts with no ill effects. While that might not sound like much, they say it could potentially let kids with the debilitating allergy not have to worry about occasional exposure to peanuts. The details of the months-long treatment program were published on Sunday in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study carried out at the Arkansas Children's Hospital gradually exposed allergy sufferers to increasing amounts of a peanut powder. Some participants experienced stomach cramps, and others did get allergy symptoms during the treatment, but their tolerance was eventually increased. The treatment is currently awaiting FDA evaluation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.